Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church, MPC Radio. My name is Isaac Katarieva, and I'm so glad to be here today with you guys. I have very nice people in the building. This is Rap Live Radio Assessment Program. We do quizzes every week, and this week's quiz has new students. There are only two new ones, but we shall be having more in a bit. And now, before we start, I'm going to request Mark to give us an opening prayer, and then we'll kick this off nicely, yeah? All right, humble yourselves, guys. Let's pray.
Let's humble ourselves for prayer. Lord Father, we thank you for this. We thank you.
Whatever has happened today, as we are going to do this quiz, Lord Father, we pray that you guide us and you make us quiz very fast. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Mark, for that wonderful prayer. I'm glad you came by. I'm glad you came by today. And now today is very special because we have very, very new students in the house. Eh? We have new students and everyone is ready to snap their fingers. But yeah, this version is a crossfire version, which means the members get to just swallow the neighbor's question. Eh? If you hear a question and you can answer it, you just snap your fingers. And there you go, you'll be having the chance to answer, okay? The questions are going to be across English, math, science, social studies, and some CRE, eh? Okay? All right, now we are about to start. The very first questions are in English. Listen very well, eh? Because if you don't listen, you're going to give me a wrong answer. I don't want wrong answers, okay? All right, question one, listen very well, eh? Listen very well. Which one of these sentences is correct? Huh? Listen to the sentences. The boy and the girl is playing, A. B, the boys and the girl was playing. B, eh? C, the boy and the girl are playing. D, the boy with the girl are playing. This one was the first to snap.
This one. The boy and the girl are playing.
Okay. That was easy. All right, congratulations to you, Prince, for the very first question. Okay, now before we go for the next question, eh? I'm going to request you guys humbly that if you want to cough, please excuse yourself, eh? Because it doesn't sound so good to the listeners out there listening, and then you cough. Doesn't sound good, okay? Yeah. So now we're going for the second question. It's also English. Hmm? What, you ready, eh?
Yeah.
You guys are ready?
Yeah, we are ready.
What is the opposite of B-U-Y? A. Pay. B. Give. C. Sell. D. Offer. What was the first one?
Sell.
Ah, very nice. Jeremiah has that one as well. So you guys need to be fast, eh? You need to be fast. But anyway, things are going right. Now, the very last question in English. You guys are listening, eh?
Yeah.
You're listening?
Yeah.
Which one of these sentences uses the correct punctuation? A. He asked, comma, open quotes, where are you going, close quotes. B. He asked, sorry about that. B, he asked, no comma, space, open quotes, where are you going, close quotation. C, he asked, comma, open quotes, where are you going, close quotes, outside the quotes, question mark. D, he asked, comma, open quotes, where are you going? Full stop. Which one is the right one?
C.
Jalen.
C.
see is wrong. Okay, one more person to answer that, then I move it to invalid. B is wrong. Don't slam the table, please. Next two. Ethan.
D.
D. Nah. Invalid question now. The correct answer is A. Okay, now we're going to mathematics, eh?
Yeah.
We are going to mathematics. Listen very well. Which one of these numbers is both a square number and an even number? A, 9. B, 25. Please don't snap until you hear the last option. That's why you guys are failing. You're not hearing everything. You just want to be quick to snap, eh? A, 9. B, 25. C, 16. D, 27. The first one.
16.
Your answer is 16?
Yes.
That is great. That's a very good answer. Thank you so much. Again, Ethan is putting his name on the leaderboard once more. And now we're going for the next question. It's still in mathematics. You're listening, you guys. What is the value of 12 divided by 3 times 2? A, 8. B, 2. C, 4. D, 6. The first one just now, please.
8.
The answer is 8. You're sure?
Yes.
You studied it properly, yeah? Hey, Jalen gets 5 points also. So now all of you guys are tying on 5 points, eh? Alright. I see how this is going. It's going so well. Very, very well. So now, we are going to the next question. And the last one of the mathematics questions, eh? You guys are ready? You guys are ready? A bag has 6 red pens, 2 blue pens, and 6 black pens. What is the chances of picking a blue pen? A, 1/2. B, 1/5, 1/5. C, 1/4, that is 1/4. Then D, 1/10, that is 1/10.
A quarter.
Are you sure it's
yes,
a quarter?
I'm very sure.
The man is sure it's a quarter. The guys are ready to eat. What was your answer? Because you had a different answer. If it wasn't a quarter, it had to be something else. What was your answer, Jalen? It's a wrong one. The correct answer is 1/4, eh? Alright, thank you guys so much for listening to MPC Online Church. We are still going with the rap assessment quiz. We have a quiz here on radio, and this is quick fire questions. That means when the participants hear the questions, they just jump onto it and go straight. Okay? And now we are going to the next questions. The next question is going to be from social studies. If you guys fail these ones, okay, which one of these ones below is a natural resource? If you fail these ones, man, a factory, a road, a tree, and a house. Jalen was the first one.
A tree.
Okay, that was quite easy. We have 2 people tying, the rest have 5-5. Okay. But now, since we have 2 people tying and 2 other people tying with 5 points, we are going to set the last question for Jalen and Ethan. so that we get a winner for this round, and then we go right to the next round where the questions are a bit different. Okay.
Yes.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
This is Jaylin and Ethan. We want to get a winner for this round that we are concluding right now, then we keep going. What is the next number in this pattern? 2, 4, 7, 11, 16. I've not read the answers yet. Okay, give me yours. What is the next one? He snapped before hearing the answers. I'm guessing you know the answer already. Give it to me, please. Huh? Now, why were you snapping if you knew I hadn't finished? You are scaring your competition. Yeah? So the answers are A, 22, B, 20, C, 19, and D, 18. Give us the answer.
19.
And the correct answer is right. It's 19. That's 19. So that round ended. Jaylin won 15 points. Ethan second with 10 points. And we had Jeremiah with 5 and Prince with 5. And it's closed down. Now we're going to the next round. In this round, I am going to start like this.
Yeah.
Yes.
I send you the question. If you fail and anyone calls to answer it, they are allowed. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Are we on the same page now?
Yes.
All right. Now we're going for the second part. The second part. Do we have everybody here? Seth is here. Seth is here. Zerubbabel is here. Prince is here. Ryan is outside. Is Ryan outside?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jaylin, we have Ethan. We have Mark, Benjamin, and Jeremiah. All right. So, and we have a new member who has just joined us right now. What is your name, sir?
Daniel.
Yeah?
Daniel.
So Daniel is going to participate in the place of Ryan, eh? So Daniel, you've walked into a quiz and each question takes 5 marks. We finish the crossfire part, which means now the questions are going to be going in order. Right now, the first question goes to him, second goes to him, third goes to him, fourth goes to him, fifth, sixth is yours, 7, 8, 9. Okay? That is how we're going to go. When you fail a question and somebody else wants to answer it, they can answer it. We're good?
Yeah.
All right. Now we are going to the next round. And I'm sure this is going to be fun, eh? This is going to be super, super, super fun. Okay, this one goes to you. You ready?
Yeah.
A shopkeeper sells sugar at 4,000 kgs. 4,000 EGX per kg. Per kilogram, eh? He sells 1 kilogram at 4,000 shillings. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
How many full kilograms can you buy with 18,500? You have 5 seconds to tell me how many kilograms you can buy with 18,500 if you have a kilo at 4,000. Answer A is 4. Answer B is 4.5. Answer C is 5. Answer D is 6.
How much?
He has 18,500 and a kilo is 4,000. How many kilos is he going to get? You have exactly 3 seconds. Therefore, are you sure? Are you sure? Therefore, You tell me if you're sure, please.
Therefore,
yeah. Okay, and 4 is the correct answer. Thank you so much for being confident and swallowing your question, eh? And that is so good. So Mark gets the first 5 points. Now the second question is going to you, Ethan, eh?
Yes.
Make sure you swallow it. If you don't, somebody else will. Which one of these is not a fruit of the Holy Spirit? A. Joy. B. Patience. C. Wisdom. D. Kindness.
The answer is wisdom.
Wisdom is not a fruit of the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, very sure.
Ethan is sure. And he has taken home 5 points again. So we are still going. And the next question goes to you, back there. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I don't think you guys are ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're ready? Okay. Now this question says, which part of the plant carries food from the leaves to other parts? A. Roots. B. Xylem. C. Stem. D. Phloem.
Stem.
Huh?
Xylem.
There is no stem, xylem. You have to pick one.
It's B.
Alright. Your question has defeated you. So now I'm going to give one chance. Who was the first of you guys?
Okay.
Who was the first? Hey, man. You answer it, please.
Xylem.
No, xylem is wrong. And that's an invalid question. It's invalid because two people have answered it wrong. Eh? The answer is phloem. You see? It's not so easy, right? Is it so easy? Huh? How do you guys like it? First, tell me how you feel so far. We are now here. Huh? We are going there to Jaylin. How do you guys feel about the quiz so far?
It's okay.
It's okay. There has been a surprise. I wasn't used to hearing Benjamin fail to answer a question, but that was a very easy one that he failed to answer. Was a very easy one which you failed to answer. I was surprised because I thought you had it. But anyways, let's go to the next question. It's going to be a math question. And it goes to you, Jaylin. Then after Jaylin, we go to Prince. Eh? Eh? Over the order, we're saying Prince first.
No.
Eh?
Jaylin first.
Jaylin first, eh? Okay. You're listening, Jaylin? Hmm? Are you listening? Are you listening, Jaylin? You're good, eh? Which group only contains liquids at room temperature? A. Milk, oil, water. B. Air, oil, water. C. Sugar, oil, milk. And D. Ice, water, oil. Which one of those groups contains liquids at room temperature? A. Milk, oil, water. B. Air, oil, water. C. Sugar, oil, milk. D. Ice, water, oil. You have now 5 seconds. D is wrong. You can?
The answer is Group A.
Group A. Group A is correct. Water, milk, and oil are oil liquids. So at room temperature, it means there is no freezing involved. You get? So they stay the way they are. So that group will stay liquids, eh? So the answer, the correct answer was what Ethan said, which is A. Okay. I'm liking this. I like how it's going. Now the next question is for you, Prince. Hmm? You're listening?
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Which one of these numbers is both a multiple of 6 and a multiple of 9? A. 18. B. 27. C. 24. D. 30. Which one of these numbers is both a multiple of 6 and a multiple of 9? A number that is both multipliable by 6 and multipliable by 9. A. 18. B 27, C 24, D 30. Huh?
18.
Correct. The answer is correct. The answer is correct. And there you go. There you go, Prince, with your first 5 points of the game. Even in the previous game, you had 5 points. So it's a good sign, eh? Very wonderful sign of progress. And there was a math question. You guys are ready. Are you ready? We are going that side.
And you?
Yeah? You're ready, yeah? You're born ready. Okay. This one is a Christian religious education question. And it goes to you, eh? When God told Abraham to sacrifice his son, what did Abraham do? A. He refused immediately. B. He hid from God. C. He obeyed and prepared to do it. D. He sent his wife to do it.
C.
He obeyed and prepared to do it. Okay, that's perfect. That's perfect. So Dan has his first 5 points as well. And now we are going here. Yeah? We are in your corner, eh? Okay? The next question is yours. I hope you're ready. Okay, this one is an English one, eh? Choose the correct word for this next sentence, eh? Okay? You're listening?
Yeah.
The wind blew the papers dash the window. Answer A, across. B, into. C, among. D, beside.
Across
is wrong. And I had the first snap was coming from here. I had so well. Into the window is correct. So he's the first person to eat another man's points, eh? Even before his question. You understand? So you guys better pray that his question is hard for him. And now we are going to you, eh? The correct answer is into, because you blow things into the window. You don't blow things across the window, eh? Okay, yeah. Now we are going to you, bro, eh? You're next. And for you, I have a math question. You ready? Are you ready? If a rectangle is 10 centimeters long and 4 centimeters wide, what is its area? A, 14 centimeters squared. B, 40 centimeters squared, no calculating. C, 20 centimeters squared. And D, 28 centimeters squared. If a rectangle is 10 centimeters long and 4 centimeters wide, what is the area of that rectangle? A, 14. B, 40. C, 20. D, 28. Jaylin, you've lost 5 points for that. You whispered an answer before someone else answered it. So you've lost your 5 points, eh? You're back to zero. You're actually not on zero now, you're on minus five. When you answer a question right, it will be zero, eh? Okay? Those are the rules. You don't say out an answer. He heard it from me. And I'm going to, funny enough, he's going to have his points, but you are not going to manage to have yours. So Seth gets 5 points, okay? And then, lastly, we are going to you, the man who ate the frenzy question. Let's see how you do on this one. Let me see how you do this one. But thank you guys so much for listening to MPC Online Church or radio. We love you so much. This is the radio assessment program quiz, the RAP assessment quiz. And we are on round three. And now, I'm going to give this gentleman a nice question that is fit for someone who has eaten up someone's 5 points. Okay, the question goes, are you listening?
Yes.
What is the value of 3 squared plus 4 squared? A, 12, B, 21, C, 25, D, 49.
12.
12 is the wrong answer. Anybody? Jaylin went first. He wants to redeem his 5 points. Okay. Take it. 25 is the correct answer. Jaylin has saved himself. So Elijah took someone's 5 points and lost his own. And then Jaylin lost his 5 points just to come back and redeem them. Okay? It's very good. It's very nice. And funny enough, he lost them in the previous question, right before you took your stand. This is fun. This is so nice. But I'm liking it. But now I like where we are, because we have a winner. And if we are to let this go on, it should go on for only 5 minutes, because we already have a winner. So in the next 5 minutes, yeah, someone already has 10 points, okay? I'm going to give you guys a chance to answer his question. I'm going to give him a chance to make it 15, because you're all down. He's not tying with anybody, yeah? And if Jaylin had not whispered that answer before, you'd be tying with him and you'd be going for another final with him, but he's going to have it alone. You guys have the chance to make it longer. If you hear this question and you know the answer, now you have the chance to snap if he takes only 3 seconds without answering. Is that okay? He has 3 seconds. After I ask the question, I'm going to give you only 3 seconds to answer the question. And if you don't answer it, they will snap and they have a chance to redeem it. Okay? If they fail, if you fail and they also fail, I'll give another one question to you still, and they have the chance to take it again to make the round longer. If they fail and it's 3 questions, we end the round and he will be the winner as well. You get? Okay? You guys are good?
Yes.
Alright, let's keep going now. I want to give you a very nice question.
From which subject?
A very good question. You don't have to know the subject first. Just wait for the question. The question is English. What figure of speech is used here? Listen, open quotes. The wind whispered through the trees. A. The answers now, eh? You had the question?
Yes.
What figure of speech is used here? And the sentence is, the wind whispered through the trees. A. Is simile, B. Hyperbole, C. Personification, and D. Metaphor. You have 5 seconds.
The answer is C.
The answer is C? Personification. So this guy didn't allow you guys to go any further. He's done with you guys and he's ready to steal the crown, which he has already stolen. I think he has now too many crowns already. He's getting too many crowns. How many quizzes have you won, bro?
Three
so far. That's three. Are they in a row over summer space? Did you win in a row over you won cool like today? Someone won the next day?
I won in a row too.
You won in a row too, eh? Oh, you missed the other one, then the third one you've now won again.
Yes.
Okay, that's so good. But now, let me sample you guys the question that was going to come next, eh? Because you might not know, you might think it was very hard. The next one was a CRE question. And it was, God made a covenant with Noah and gave him a sign. What was that sign? Prince.
Never to send floods.
It's not the sign. What was the sign? Danger.
Rainbow.
Rainbow is the correct answer. So you see, you're going to pass that one. But the English question, Prince did, Ethan didn't let you go to eat, eh? But that was the next question. Thank you so much for attending the quiz. I hope you benefit so much from it. There will be so much coming. Every day we're going to be doing a nice quiz here. And how was your paper today? You guys did some papers, right? Some tests. How was your tests?
They were okay.
They were okay?
Yeah.
Yes. You guys passed?
Yes.
Yeah. Perfectly well?
Yes.
Eh? Since you passed, I'll reserve the boss level. Now, tomorrow is going to be boss level quiz, eh? Because I'm seeing you people are eating the questions. I'm also tired of Ethan winning all the time. So I'm going to bring boss level questions tomorrow, eh? You know what is always on the boss level? The hardest level is the boss level. So tomorrow is boss level. I'm also tired of seeing Ethan win all the time. I want him to also lose a whole round, eh? And no one has points. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to MPC Online Church. This is the radio assessment program. The quiz has just ended, and now we are going to the next program. But hey, please stay tuned to MPC Online Church or MPC Radio. And don't dare go away, because we have so much for you. We have so many programs. Everything happens on mpcproductions.com/shows. You just go there. You can listen to the live shows like this one that we are doing right now, or you can go to the past shows. You go through our archives and enjoy the library. It has too much, really. Even this show is going to go right to the library immediately after this. So please don't miss it for anything. Stay on MPC Online Church. We love you so much. Now you are going to give us a closing prayer, Benja, and then we head right out, eh?
Yes, let's amb ourselves. Oh Lord Father, may you finally bring us to pass this quiz, but not all of us, but thank you for enabling us to make it our life, because some people stole our questions, but next time when we're having our boss quiz, may you enable us to win. In Jesus' name I've prayed.
Amen, amen. I like the prayer. I like the fact that you want to win the next boss level quiz, but I wish you the best of luck, because boss level is not going to be basic, eh? Boss level is going to be real boss level. But guys, thank you so much for turning up today. I hope you turn up tomorrow in bigger numbers even, and then we keep doing this and we develop our academic strength, eh? We become stronger academically so that we manage to stay together at least until senior six, so that they don't chop some of you and tell you go and get a better school, because for you are standing a good chances of getting it. We know you're a good student, you are capable. That's the nicest way of telling you don't fit among us, so you go away, but you go and get a nice school, because for us, we are behind you, we support you, we know that you are very good. They will give you, we shall also give you a recommendation, give you a very nice letter to enable you get a nice school. Anyways, guys, I want you guys to stay with us, eh? I don't want my heart to get broken when I wake up like in your senior four, when some of you are not here, eh? I feel very bad in your senior four. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Bye-bye, unless the youngsters have something special to tell you guys. Do you have anything special to say on radio?
Mm.
You guys don't have anything right now, eh? Okay, get ready for boss level quiz tomorrow. And we can say bye and we go away.
Tired of the same old content? Same songs, same shows, same noise. Switch to NPC Radio now. Gospel hits that inspire. Talk shows with real life wisdom. Testimonies that shake the soul. Fresh, faith-filled content every week. NPC Radio. More than just radio. It's purpose. It's power. It's truth. Tune in today at npcproductions.com/shows.
Don't miss Testimony Time, where real people share what the Lord has done. Catch Save for the best in urban gospel music. Rhythm and Love for those sweet Jesus melodies that move the soul. The Update to keep you informed and inspired. And Covenant Walk for all things marriage and godly relationships. And that's not all. There's so much more waiting for you at npcproductions.com/shows. This is NPC Radio, the power of faith, on air and online.
You're locked in to the home of spirit-filled content. This is NPC Radio.
Don't miss Rap Live, where the youth face off in the weekly quiz vibe. One word, one brain, all the game.
Thank you for listening to NPC Radio. The next program is coming up, and you should not miss it for anything. Shalom.
As promised, we are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Boss Level round now, eh? Boss Level, though the attendees, we don't have the champion for the past episode, so we are going to just continue. Okay, I'll be good. And once again, we are going to begin with an opening prayer first. So we are going to have it from you right there. First, start the session with a prayer, wonderful prayer. Then we keep going.
Okay. Thank you for this day. Thank you for that you've done. Thank you for guiding us to the mercy we have to do. Thank you that you brought us here safely. Thank you for all our viewers and listeners. Thank you for all that you've done for us. And right now, Jesus, I pray.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much for that wonderful prayer. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going for a Boss Level round quiz. Yeah? The kind of quiz that I don't expect anyone to be so quick at, but yet I need the questions answered in 5 seconds. Eh? So I'll be pointing at you and giving you your question, and you'll be expected to give me an answer in less than 5 seconds. Is that okay? Yeah, these guys know the rules. Each question, when you pass it, you get 5 points, and when you hear your neighbor stammering the answer, he's not saying it and it's his round, and the 5 seconds are going, you are allowed to snap and take the answer. Okay, yeah. So now let's go. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I don't want yes that you don't mean. You say yes when you mean it.
Yes.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Are you ready? You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Now we are going for the very first question. It's in science and logic. Okay?
Yes.
You listening good?
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
What happens when you mix water and oil and shake very hard? The answers: A, they dissolve; B, they form a new liquid; C, they separate; D, they evaporate. Question is yours.
B.
B is very, very wrong. I had first snap, was he?
Okay,
was hers?
He separated. That's letter C.
Very first 5 points of the game go to you, Babidie. Agatha. And right now we are going for the very second question that goes to you, Isaac. He has lost his 5 points. And hey, bro, don't lose all hope, eh? If you hear the next question and the one who has it is slow to answer, you can take it and redeem your 5 points, okay? Okay, that's all right. So now she has entered the rooster, because for her, she's not new. She can't be new to she's automatically in the game. If you go home with 0 points, they will be registered to you, eh? You had Kerry. You heard, right? You're in, right? You know that, right? Cool, we are going. She's already in. Now, the first 5 points have gone to you, Agatha. Now, second question. By the way, now Agatha is at an advantage because her question is not even yet, but she has 5 already, okay? So she's on top in so many ways. She has a question in hand. Yeah. So now we're going for another question. You're listening. Are you listening very well?
Yes.
Is my voice very clear?
Yes.
A Ugandan boy goes to Kenya, crosses the border,
Yes.
Buys something for 200 Kenyan shillings. Yes?
Yes.
He crosses over back to his home country.
Yes.
What is the currency that he is going to have to convert his money to? Once he leaves Kenya.
Shillings.
Shillings is very wrong. Because Kenyan shillings are shillings. That is too wrong. Please, Elizabeth.
Ugandan shillings.
That is correct. When he leaves Kenya, the moment he's done buying something. And by the way, we have another rule that I didn't tell you guys. If you feel like coughing, you excuse yourself quickly, yeah? Okay? Alright. And that is okay. Thank you guys so much for listening to MPC on a Church MPC Radio. Mr. Isaac lost his question as well to Elizabeth, who has joined the league of people with questions in hand. Extra 5 points on this round that we are going. Very lucky people. The next question goes to you, King. If you multiply this number by any other number, the answer is always the same. What number is it? A, 1, B, 0, C, infinity, D, 10.
1.
The answer is wrong. It is very wrong. I had the first snap from this side. The neutral one takes it. The answer is 0. That's the correct answer. When you multiply 1 by 100, what is the answer? When you multiply 0 by 100, what is the answer?
Okay.
Alright, he got it right. So, the neutral member has taken the 5 points. You see, you should have been on the roster, now you'll be having 5 points. But now there are 5 useless points that are not going to count on the round. Because usually what we do, when these guys who are on the roster are tying, it affects the round. Now, even if you get more 5 points, your 5 points are going to be just another 5 points that sit there.
Yes.
Okay? And once this guy, okay, like say Babidia does the 5 points and she does the 5 points and we are done with that whole round and they are tying, it would affect the round. You get it? But now, since he's neutral, it doesn't count. Your points only are affecting this round, okay? Yeah, those neutral ones are just chilling with us while we do this. Okay, now we're moving over to you, Nakato. Agnes, how are you doing, Nakato?
Fine.
This one is a very, very, very simple question. Are you ready for it? Which word is spelled incorrectly in every dictionary? A, receive. B, incorrectly. C, dictionary. D, grammar. You have 5 seconds to answer that.
Incorrectly.
That's a perfectly right answer. I told you the question was easy, but you had to listen properly. Now, if you have spelling issues with like words like receive, you'd be hammered by your own guilt. You say receive, and yet the dictionary knows the spelling of every word, and incorrectly is the only word spelled as itself in the dictionary. So it was the correct answer. Thank you so much, Agnes. And now we're going to you, Carrie. Carrie, you're listening? Are you listening to the question?
Yes.
Are Are you listening to the question?
Yes.
I want to be sure. A father is 40 years old and his son is 10. How many years will the father be exactly twice the son's age? Hey, don't snap before you even know. I warned you guys against Kupapa. You don't know the answers. Okay, first give me your answer. How old is he when how old will the father be when the son is twice his age right now?
50.
Are you sure? Mm-hmm. Are you sure? Mama, let's continue. A father is 40 years old and his son is 10. In how many years will the father be exactly twice the son's age? A. 10. B. 20. C. 5. D. Never. Now we're going to be on a boss level.
Ish.
You have 5 seconds now, Kari. The neutral one wants to try it out.
C.
C. 5. No.
The never.
Yeah?
The never.
Never. It's the wrong answer. Neutral took never.
20.
Nah. It's the wrong answer. Now, no, you see, when she took it first, it was now invalid. Eh? By the time you answered and went wrong, it was obvious. Now the answer was, you get it? Now that's an invalid question. Kerry lost her question and it's invalid. So she lost the 5 points. And the question also just floated around, but wasn't it a nice question? Tell me, you guys, how was it? Yet it was really basic. In 10 years, that boy would be 20. And that's exactly half the age in the question. You get it? Eh? Yeah. So that was the correct answer, but you guys didn't get it still. So now we are going for the next question, and it goes to you, Elizabeth. Now you have the chance to redeem. You have the chance to redeem. Let me give you a very nice one. Let me give you a very nice one. Let me give you a nice one so that you don't, you don't say, the question is here. You have one matchstick, just one. There's a cradle, a lantern, and a fireplace. What would you light first? A. The candle. B. The lantern. C. The fireplace. D. The match. You have one matchstick. There is a candle. There is a lantern. There is a fireplace. What would you light first? Please, the rules of the game are, if it's not your turn, do not speak. Okay? You light the candle?
Yeah.
You're sure you go with that one?
Yes.
You locked in, that is your answer, and the candle is wrong. She was the first to snap.
Ish.
You have the chance to redeem yourself, You light the match, that's the answer. You cannot light the candle without the match having some fire on it. See, boss level. Kerry has redeemed her 5 points from the previous question, and she took them from you, who had a random extra question. This is so nice, so nice. And I thank you guys so much for listening to MPC on the chat. Now we are closing the round with Babidia. If she takes this round, if she takes this question, she's automatically the winner. Okay? Yes. She's automatically the winner, and I will give a chance to just one person. After this round, there is going to be one chance to tie. One chance to tie. And that chance is going to be crossfire. It's going to be a crossfire question. A crossfire question is when you hear it and you know the answer, and you hear the answers and it's finished, you snap your finger and take it. If you take it and you level, we have a tie between you guys, you who have points. Eh? It takes, by the way, this applies to Elizabeth and Carrie, yeah? And Nakato. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this applies to you. If you take these next 5 points after her round, you can tie with her, okay? All you who have 10 points at that time, you'll tie. And then the last question will be for you two only, eh? Yeah, not the rest of us, eh? Now we have it right, okay? Okay, now we're going to you. The question that closes it. The question that closes it. The question that closes now. It has to be very nice. It has to be very, very good. And I've chosen a math trick for this one. Math trick for this one. This is a math trick. I hope you pass this one, Bavidia. I wish you the best of luck. Are you ready for the question? Are you ready for the question? Should I go now? You ready? All right, let me go now, let me go now, let me go now. A half of a cake is what fraction? You have 5 seconds. A, 1/4. B, 1/2. C, 3/4. D, 1/8. You have 5 seconds. A half of a cake is what fraction?
It's 1/8.
Yeah, she took it. She took it. She took it. She took it. Now, how are you guys feeling right now? The round has closed, but you have a chance. Now, you who have 5-5, eh? The three who have 5-5, you have a chance to tie and we go for the final round. But if you fail this question, I'll have no choice but to let you guys go. Okay? Okay? It's the very last question, eh? Take this, like, she's going to become champion once you fail like this. If you fail, done. Okay? Think very, very fast, eh? Which month has 28 days?
February.
Yes. She has one, eh? Let me give you the final question. What gets wetter the more it dries? A. A sponge. B. A mop. C. A towel. D. Water. Mm-mm. It's not hers. Remember, she already has 10.
Water.
Who snapped first?
Water.
You said water. Water is wrong.
No.
You snapped first. Okay, give me the answer.
She has not.
She snapped first. Okay, she snapped first. Uh-huh. Give me the answer. No.
Sponge.
No.
Towel.
Invalid. Say towel.
The first to snap.
You were the first, eh?
Yes.
Okay, now we have tied. If you are the first, we have tied. Yeah. Okay? Now let's go for the final one, eh? Okay? Yes. Final one, eh? Final one. Now in this last one, you two, you snap after it, eh? Okay? You make sure you snap first if you want to take the chance to answer first, eh? Okay, if you are in a race and you overtake the person in second place, what position are you in now? A, first. B, second. C, third. D, can't tell.
First.
Nah. You have the chance.
If you're in a race, and you overtake the race in second place.
Yeah.
In the second place.
Yeah, in second place. The answer is second place to it. Thank you guys so much for listening to NPC Lunch. It was a very nice boss level quiz. We all enjoyed it. I love that one. And I'm going to request Elizabeth to give us a closing prayer. And then we get going.
Lord, I thank you for this wonderful quiz. Thank you for guiding us to learn the things that you want us to do in Jesus' name.
Thank you guys so much for listening to NPC Lunch. It was an interesting round. Very funny round in the end somehow. But I'm so glad you guys came by. I wish you the best of luck today. I hope to see you guys tomorrow for more. And there's going to be some tests as well tomorrow. Right? We're going to have physical tests before the show, okay? Yeah. Just go on, eh? Like a physics, eh? We have like a biology somewhere. Okay? Yeah, alright guys, have a nice time, enjoy yourselves responsibly, and have a great evening. Bye bye. You guys say bye, we go.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to NPC Radio. The next program is coming up, and you should not miss it for anything. Shalom.